You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot of stories to talk about. Apparently, porn star legend to some of you, Ron Jeremy, apparently underwent surgery for a thoracic aneurysm. He had some crushing chest pain and had to be rushed to the hospital. And from what we understand, he's actually doing well. And a thoracic aneurysm rupture is highly deadly. So we're going to talk about aneurysms and, you know, do we think his porn history had anything to do with it or not? Ron Jeremy. For those of you who don't know who he is, I don't really watch porn, but I did see the movie Orgasmo from the guys from South Park, and he was in the Orgasmo movie. Yeah, so that's how I know him. No, never met him. We're going to talk about, I guess, Dan Marino had a love child with a CBS employee. So we're going to talk about why people love CBS. We're also going to talk about a gentleman who wants to, I don't even want to say a gentleman, somebody wants his dog. He actually abandoned his dog, and the dog's probably going to die unless the dog gets adopted because the owner had found him mounting another male dog. And because he thought his dog was gay, he abandoned him. If that's the case, many of you are going to be abandoning a lot of your pets. A lot of your pets will mount pets of the opposite sex or of the same sex. Doesn't have anything to do with gay. And still, does that mean you got to sentence your dog to death? So we need to talk about that. Ross is going to talk about a 7-year-old boy who apparently was handcuffed and interrogated just for stealing $5 from a fellow student. Family's turning this into a $250 million lawsuit. Ross is going to talk about the Brazilian one of the club owners of the Brazilian club, where 235 people from now, what we know, reported dead from the fire. Apparently, the owner tried to commit suicide. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. There's our website. If you ever want a private answer back, I mean, not private, keep it clean. But if you don't want the question read on air, answer private, you just make sure you give us your email so we can send you a response back. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, thus far, the death toll from that horrible fire that happened at the Brazilian nightclub is now up to 235 people. And from what we understand, one of the co-owners tried to commit suicide. I guess Alessandro Spor tried to kill himself with a plastic shower hose. This is according to senior police official Lillian Caris in the town of Cruz Alta, which is about 80 miles from Santa Maria, where the club is located. Apparently, he had wanted to hang himself, and he was using a plastic shower hose for that. It's called a faucet, the shower head. We have a shower head. You know what we have? We have the one where it comes down like rain. It wasn't even that expensive. We went to Home Depot and we got the shower head that you could put on top, you know, right above you. Then it comes down like rain. But that's hard to do if you're only trying to take a quick shower and you don't want to get your hair wet. But that's what we have. We don't have hoses. Maybe in Brazil, that's what they do. Anyway, let me see here. I guess he also tried to, I'm sorry, I'm reading this as we go. I believe he was actually, and forgive me, I'm getting conflicted reports here. From what I understand, he was also being treated for gas poisoning, meaning he might have been already at the, he had been at the scene of the fire. I apologize about this, and was already being treated. So my next question is, did he try to do this while he was at the hospital? You know, this is one of these just horrible situations where, from what we understand, there were warnings, there were fire hazards, and 2,000 people tried to ram themselves into a 1,000 maximum capacity club. We talked about how the band was playing, some pyrotechnics lit, sparked, started the fire. People were trapped when the smoke started to spew and fill the room. People had no idea where the exits were. Some went into the bathroom and got trapped in the bathroom. Others that knew where the exit were originally couldn't be let out because the bouncers thought they were trying to flee from paying a bill, so they wouldn't let them out. It's very hard to run past a bouncer, very difficult. And so a lot more people died than that. So many of these deaths could have been prevented, all of them actually. But it was just worse because of the way the building was built, only one exit, etc. In fact, there's a report that one of the owners wants to sue the county, saying it was the county's fault that the Brazilian fire occurred. You know, one thing I want to point out with this case is the fire and the smoke. Many of us, and we've talked about this before, we think we have plenty of time. When there's a fire, we think we have plenty of time. We could leave. We watch TV. We watch movies. You know, if the music doesn't change, you know you have time. Once the music changes, then you know the fire increased in size, right? You know, we're always judging by the music. Okay, well, you know, when in real life, there's no music. And I've talked to you about when my house burned down from a fire, how quickly it happened. But what a lot of people don't realize is they think all they have to do is time the fire and the speed at the fire. And some people think they have it down. Like, okay, well, if it went from this curtain to this curtain, we know it could be exponential. We know it could multiply. I got that. So I think I have plenty of time. What they don't realize is what the smoke will obscure your view faster than you know it. So you may be thinking you have X amount of time because of the fire, and then now you have the smoke and you can't see. And if you're in a location where you're pretty new, this is virgin territory for you, how the heck are you going to navigate through the smoke? You know, some people take preparative courses on airplanes and you know, in case there's a crash and on what to do. And one thing they train, you know, flight attendants on and pilots as well as passengers is to count the number of seats, count the aisles as you go to your seat to figure out how many aisles to the exit. Because if there's a fire in the plane or there's a crash and you're lucky enough to survive it and there's smoke, you won't see the fire exit. You think you're going to see the lights at the bottom. You think you may see where everyone's going. But when there's smoke, you probably cannot see the exit on the plane. So whenever you board a plane, know where the exit row is, know where your row is, and start counting. So that if you do need to flee, you could just by feel figure out where the exit row is going to be so you don't get trapped. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Live! lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements, like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So I guess Ron Jeremy is one of the most famous male actors, if you could call them actors, in porn. And we had found out that he had been in critical condition after he had suffered a thoracic aneurysm. Right now, there's a couple different medical scenarios that can happen. You could have something called a dissection, or you could have an aneurysm that starts to rupture. Now, many of you have asked me about John Ritter from Three's Company. Remember, he had died on set when he was filming this TV show because he started to have a crushing chest pain. He was, from what we understand, in a lot of pain, obviously shocked at what was going on. So were his co-workers and co-actors. And he had a thoracic dissection, an aneurysm dissection. And a dissection is where the aorta, the main blood vessel coming out of the heart, starts to tear. And it's usually fatal. And that's what caused him to die so suddenly. We think the reason why Ron Jeremy is still alive to talk about it is because he wasn't having an aortic dissection. He was having an aneurysm that started to rupture. Now, an aneurysm is a ballooning of the heart. Of the aorta. So let's just go back to some quick anatomy. Okay, so you have four chambers of the heart. You have the top atrium, and then you have the bottom ventricles. You got a right atrium and a right ventricle. You got a left atrium and a left ventricle. All right? The right atrium collects all the blood as it went throughout the body. Oxygen, it's deoxygenated blood. The body already uses blood. So the blood comes back through the inferior vena cava into the right atrium. That's the top of the right, okay? So the 10, 11 o'clock position of, okay, if you're looking at a clock. Then the blood goes right through the right ventricle. Now the right ventricle, obviously below it, 7, 8 o'clock on your clock, all right? The right ventricle's job is to pump the blood into the lungs. So the blood could then be oxygenated. So the right ventricle still has the deoxygenated blood, pumps the blood to the lungs. Now the lungs, the blood through the pulmonary artery, the pulmonary vein, through the alveoli, there's this whole process that goes through the lungs where basically it gets oxygenated as the blood goes through the capillaries of the alveoli and is able now to come back oxygenated. This blood from the pulmonary vein comes back into the left atrium. Now, the left atrium is the chamber that then brings it down to the left ventricle. The left ventricle then has this big contractile push and now pushes this nice red hot Tabasco sauce bright blood through the rest of the body. Okay, and it needs a very big, thick, strong conduit for that. And it uses then the aorta. Now, the aorta is divided into sections where you have the ascending aorta, where it's coming out of the left ventricle to make that big U-turn and then go down into the chest. You have your thoracic aorta, which is the aorta in the thoracic area, chest and above. And then you have your abdominal aorta. Now, we talk a lot about the abdominal aorta because I have begged many of you to get screened for an abdominal aneurysm. Again, these aneurysms occur when you start to have a ballooning of that aorta. Imagine stepping on a garden hose and the back pressure starts to cause the hose to swell. Or, you know, I always think of a snake eating a rat. You see the rat as it goes down its gullet. And it's enlarged like that. And of course, the rat starts to get smaller and smaller as it digests. So that's not the best analogy, but at least you got that picture in your mind. So it's stepping on a garden hose or a snake with a rat in it. That's how an aneurysm could look. Now, when you do have an aneurysm, you don't really know about it. Okay, you just don't. It's not something that hurts. It's sometimes very difficult to pick up on exam, which is why I've been urging a screening type of recommendation. And there's really not a lot of options for us to be screened. Right now, for an aortic aneurysm, the only people that are allowed to be screened, all right, are male men 65 years old who are smokers. If you're a non-smoking man, no guidelines to screen you. If you're a smoking woman who's a smoker, no guidelines to screen. Now, of course, the specialists who I'm surrounded by say, oh, tech with the guidelines. You have a smoker, you have somebody with high blood pressure, you have somebody with a family history, you get them screened. And then how we would screen for an abdominal aortic aneurysm, right, in the belly area, a lot of times we could do an ultrasound. You know, we could do an ultrasound. And ultrasounds are phenomenal in what they're able to pick up. And if the radiologist isn't sure, he could always do an aortogram where they, you know, push some dye into the bloodstream and could see it that way. But you know, being screened for an aneurysm isn't as difficult as being screened for other issues. It's a heck of a lot easier than a colonoscopy. So this is something that I strongly urge if you do think you are at high risk, especially if you're a smoker. I would strongly urge you to or if you have family history, if you have high blood pressure, to get checked, okay? And, of course, the older you are, the more you are at risk. So in this particular case, Ron Jeremy is his name? All right. He had a thoracic aneurysm. Now, these thoracic aneurysms can be pretty nasty. Pretty nasty. Now, I don't know if you'll live longer if your aortic aneurysm ruptures versus your thoracic. But I have seen people, in fact, a good friend of mine had a thoracic aneurysm rupture. She had just given birth. She was released from the hospital. She was home with her baby. So she was only in her late 20s. She started to have severe chest pain, called 911. She was having a thoracic aneurysm that was rupturing. It kind of makes you wonder how nobody could hear it on cardiac exam. See, a thoracic aneurysm, I think, is a heck of a lot easier to pick up on exam than an abdominal aneurysm if somebody's overweight. I think a thoracic aneurysm, I'm sure you'd hear something. Murmur, abnormal heart sound. But again, we're not screening young people for heart disease. And many pregnant women have murmurs. So when I was pregnant, I had a murmur. Nobody decided to ultrasound my heart or do an EKG. Right? You know, we did less. And now there's a push to even do less than the less that we've done. But, no, she didn't really have any family history. I don't believe she was a smoker. She was young age. So sometimes you just don't fit the textbook. So, you know, what does it do? Okay, so you have an aneurysm. It's kind of ballooning out. The wall gets weak. When the wall gets weak, it starts to tear. Or you could undergo an aortic dissection, which is what happened to John Ritter, where the wall just starts to tear, and then everything tears with it. And, I mean, very little chance of survival. I mean, you have got to get to the hospital immediately. You don't drive yourself. You call 911, and they have to take you into surgery immediately. With any thoracic aortic type of anomaly, sometimes they will do an aortic valve replacement. I mean, my friend had to have a pretty significant surgery. You know, people that have Marfan syndrome, Ehlers-Danlos, Loeys-Dietz syndrome, some of these are disorders with your connective tissue where it causes weaknesses and variances in your blood vessels. So any of you that have ever been diagnosed with Marfan syndrome, we believe Lincoln had Marfan syndrome. These people have very long arms compared to their legs. I'm not sure what other. I want to look it up. Why? What else? Why did they think? You know, from what I understand, the biggest hypothesis was surrounding his very, very long arms. Your arm span from middle finger to middle finger, when your arms are out horizontally, should equal your height. And if the arms are longer, that could be a sign of Marfan syndrome. And people with Marfan syndrome could have an aneurysm. Thoracic aneurysm. Ehlers-Danlos, these are people that actually are many of you know people with Ehlers-Danlos. They just haven't been diagnosed with it. These are people that appear to be double-jointed, have very loose joints. The severe cases have very fragile blood vessel. They bruise easily. They tear easily. The more strong individuals with Ehlers-Danlos we see in gymnastics. Some of these contortionists, some of these gymnastics that could do things that you only wish you could do, have Ehlers-Danlos because they're just so flexible. But those people could also be more inclined to thoracic aneurysm. So you guys get it? Aneurysm is where you have a ballooning. A dissection is where you have a tearing. Both of them could be extremely dangerous. How to screen? Well, sometimes you can't screen for a tear. If the aorta is of normal size, hard to screen. But aneurysms can be picked up by ultrasound, echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of the heart. Sometimes a chest x-ray may be able to pick it up. So, but where it gets a little scary is some of these people are very young. Ron Jeremy was old. One of you asked, was it all the porn sex that he had? No, I wouldn't be surprised if he had high blood pressure. I'd probably blame the blood pressure than the porn. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on Freeze-Dried Foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess the mother of a 7-year-old boy in the Bronx in New York is suing the police for $250 million, claiming that they overreacted and treated her son like a hardened criminal. I believe threw him in handcuffs, interrogated him after he was accused of stealing $5 from another student after school. So I guess Wilson Race was arrested in his third grade classroom at public school, handcuffed, held in a room for 4 hours, rather than anybody's just sending him to the principal's office. He then was hauled off to the 44th Precinct Station House for another 6 hours of interrogation and alleged verbal abuse, according to the $250 million claim against the city and the NYPD. So you see a picture here of a kid sitting there on a chair being handcuffed to a, I'm surprised they make handcuffs that small, to a railing. They say Reyes was handcuffed and verbally, physically, and emotionally abused, intimidated, humiliated, embarrassed, and defamed. The lawsuit also claims that Reyes was teased by officers, shouting thief, and threatening to put him away with the big boys. Oh, that would have scared him. He was also charged with robbery. We're talking about $5. Of course, the mom, Frances Mendez, claims that when she first went to the precinct, she was told she couldn't see her son. When eventually she was allowed in, she found her son to be visibly upset, his left wrist cuffed to the wall. Kid was going, "Mommy, mommy, it wasn't me, it wasn't me." Wow. What if it wasn't him? Oh, this would stink. All right. Okay, so, all right, the boy Reyes is accused of punching and robbing. This happened December 3rd. Says that the boy is a bully and deserves punishment because he keeps on picking on him. He says Wilson was the worst bully. This is another 7-year-old kid. He would call me names. He would punch and kick me. All right, I wish they never took the cuffs off of him. Now, from what we understand, the charges against the little 7-year-old were dropped by December 26th. Legal papers say another classmate later admitted the theft. Uh-oh. All right, so this kid was detained and he didn't even do it. Ah, okay. Now, is this worth a $250 million case? You know, when people sue, they always just pick a random. Where do they get these numbers? $250 million. Maybe they think, well, if you settle, you know, come up with this huge amount, and then, you know, then you'll get a counteroffer of half of that. Well, you know, Pawn Stars. Pawn Stars is very interesting. I watch Pawn Stars. They don't do that. You know, they don't, you know, you can't start with the number, and then they'll meet you halfway. They come up with their number, and then when you go back and forth, maybe you meet halfway on their end. Okay, so maybe she's hoping $250 million. They could then get $125 million. That's better than winning the lottery. Would you have your kid handcuffed for 4 hours, right? If that would make you $125 million, you know? Imagine I could get my hair done. I could go to the movies. I mean, my kids love police stations. They would love hanging out. Let them sit there and hang out, right? Now, they won't be able to play video games. Let them watch what's going on. $125 million. Wow. But anyway, it was obviously scary for him. This shouldn't have happened for $5, for crying out loud. I mean, when we do something bad in school, we'd go to the principal's office. And what was worse is we had to go home to our parents. I mean, if I had the option of, you know, being taken to a police station or going home to my parents at that age, I probably would have wanted to go to the police station. I would have been scared to death. You know, but the kid didn't do it. But you know what I'm wondering is, remember there was a story, gosh, I'm trying to think if it was about 9-10 months ago, where the principal restrained the child. There was a kid acting up, being violent. So the kid used the principal used these twisty ties. You guys remember that story? And so the family is suing the principal. And the reason why the family is suing the principal is because he should have gotten the authorities involved, not restrained the kid himself. And so we talked about that on the show. We were like, okay, well, you know, if a teacher or a principal can't control a child and console him and the child is at risk of hurting the other students, get the authorities involved. You don't try to make, you know, makeshift handcuffs. You get the authorities involved. They could handcuff the student. And then here we have the principal, where it looks like the knee jerk was, fine, we'll just get the police involved. And then the opposite happens. So I'm wondering if maybe the school, maybe the school, you know, had known about this other case. That other school was getting sued. I believe the principal got fired. And so maybe this school was like, well, then no. All right, we'll get the authorities involved. If something's going on here, it's after school, we'll just get the authorities involved. Leave it to them. This way we don't get sued and we don't get in trouble. You know what? I've come to learn and realize we're all in trouble, right? We're all screwed. No matter what we do, somebody's going to find fault with it. So just hope you made a rational decision and you could defend yourself. But either way, whatever you do ends up being wrong. All right, we say goodbye to Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters. She was the last surviving sister of the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy group that made many, many soldiers happy. Some of the best music. I mean, even my kids appreciate that song and some of their other works. I'll be with you in Apple Blossom Time. But Patty Andrews was the third sister. She died this week at her home in Northridge, California, 94 years old. Her other sisters, Laverne and Maxine, one had passed away in 1967, the other in 1995. Great group, great music. I loved how En Vogue revived or did a little takeoff on the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Just phenomenal music. They were gifted sisters, and hard to believe that they're gone. That's the last of the sisters. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DocDally. Now I'm not sure what the heck is going on with this. But I guess Dan Marino admitted to impregnating a CBS Sports production assistant in 2004 while he was still married to his wife. The baby was born in 2005. The baby mama is Donna Savateri. The daughter, I'm not sure what her name is. This was Dan's seventh child. He had six with his current wife, Claire, to whom he's been married to for the past 28 years. Dan Marino released a statement to the New York Post, "I take full responsibility, both personally and financially, for my actions now as I did then. We mutually agreed to keep our arrangement private to protect all parties involved." I think there's also been some stories that he paid her to stay quiet. He says, "My wife and I have been married for almost 30 years and have six children together, and we continue to be a strong and loving family." Okay. Could you stay married to your wife or husband knowing that they had a baby while you guys were married to somebody else? I don't know. I love my husband a lot. One of the reasons why you're married is for in sickness and in health till death do you part. Right? This is somebody who I want to be with for the rest of my life, and I hope he wants to be with me the rest of his life. Just knowing he's sharing a family with another woman out there, nah, I'd probably give him the boot. And he knows it. I've already told him. I told him in our wedding vows. You know, oh, I love you. Oh, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. But if you have a baby child with a baby mama, you're out. I do. And those were my wedding vows. Again, people ask me when they go through a breakup or they go through being cheated on, what would you do? Cause I'm so open, and I mean, I love my husband to death. Maybe, and don't tell him, maybe I would probably forgive him with the cheating. But if I don't think he's going to be there for the long haul, and I always bring up Christopher Reeve and his wife. She was with them for the long haul, and then she unfortunately died from cancer a few years later. But if anything happened to me, would he be there for the long haul, or would he go off with another person? I believe he'd be there for the long haul. I believe he would be there, till the end for me. And so, yes, I'd stay with him. But if I think that there's another relationship or another family pulling him in his direction, no, no. And, that's what I tell people. And I'm sure it's, he may be, telling his patients, if she doesn't get rid of the muumuu. I am so sick of that gosh darn muumuu. She could wear something from Victoria's Secret once in a while. He is right. He is. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Now, apparently a dog is being sentenced to death from what we understand today. All right, and this is what the headline says, because he is gay. Apparently a pit bull type dog. Faith is being put down today unless a new owner decides to adopt him. His current owner abandoned him because he thought he was gay. So he's in an overcrowded animal shelter in Jackson, Tennessee. And from what we understand, his time is up and he is going to be put down. I'm looking at the dog. Dog's gorgeous, just a gorgeous, I mean, looks like, it doesn't look 100% pit bull, it looks like a mix, but according to the owner of the shelter, the dog's master had noticed him hunched over another male dog, which had led him to assume he was gay. Okay, obviously this owner knows nothing about animals, all right, dogs, okay, see, you know, when dogs mount, even cats mount, okay, it's either a form of aggression, it's a display of dominance. It doesn't have to do with sexual orientation. And if so, if you have a gay dog, it doesn't mean he has to die. I don't really know what the owner is thinking. This owner shouldn't be an owner of pets. He has absolutely no clue and no empathy. And so, I mean, luckily, this is up on Facebook, and you know, luckily people are, I mean, this has been so well publicized that I hope somebody does adopt the dog. I can't stand the fact that these animals are put to sleep in shelters. I cannot stand that we don't have, I mean, you know, we have so many people that have homes that would love animals, that could give love to animals and pets, and animals are so therapeutic. You know, imagine how many people would be off their depression medications if they had a little puppy or kitty. Now, true, when my cat died, I was bawling. All right, so I understand that. You know, you fall in love with your little animal and then they die, and that doesn't seem to help. You know, but then, you know, you get another one and, you know, you post the pictures of your dying animal or your dead animal on Facebook. I got to hand it to you guys. I notice a lot of you use Facebook as a form of therapy. Sometimes it is really difficult to see your dying dog or cat, or many of you will put a picture of your dog who's emaciated and almost dead, a picture, and then, you know, you say RIP because the dog died. It's hard to watch. I really don't like to see my Facebook friends' dead animals when they were alive moments before they died, but I don't say anything because I know it's therapeutic. You know, you put your picture up, you know, because, you know, when my cat died, I didn't know, should I hold a Shiva house? Should I hold a funeral? I mean, I really needed some support. And, you know, so I guess posting, you know, the animal on Facebook, and that's a way to kind of get support. So I don't mind it. I understand why you guys do it. It's just hard to watch. I have a hell of a time coming on Facebook and seeing somebody every day losing their pet. You know, but you know, think about it. I mean, there's what did we do when we lost a pet? A couple weeks later, we decided to go to the pound. I thought that would cheer us all up, even though we already had another cat. I also wanted to keep his brother happy because they were two brothers of the same litter, and then we found little Sashi. Sashi was this big little black fur ball. She wanted rub tummy, and I knew that she would love our home because we love to rub and tickle the tummy. And we brought home Sashi, and then we decided to adopt another cat. I mean, I would have adopted every animal in that shelter if I could have. But you know, just so you know, animals and my cats mounted the more dominant cat would always mount his brother. Now that did freak the kids out. Number one is because they thought, you know, they were having sex, and my kids didn't want to see that, but they were brothers. And no, it was just more of a dominant thing. And he wasn't being aggressive to the other cat. Sometimes that's just, I think some of these animals, it's just a part of their routine. It's just something they feel like they have to do. All right. Now, my male cat does jump the girl cats. And one of them, she, you know, she's kind of a hoochie mama. She loves to lie there on her back, so her tummy gets rubbed. Her legs are always spread up in the air, so he jumps on her. And then, of course, she acts all coy, like, oh, how could you do this to me? So I really need to get her a pair of panties, because honestly, she asks for trouble, and then she gets mad when he jumps her. You know, the other one, she'll just claw back, so he leaves her alone. But my cat's been neutered, right, Spade? Neutered. He's been neutered, and he's horny. So he mounts, I mean, he'll mount the dog if he could. But it has nothing to do with homosexuality, all right? And I think any owner who would give up a dog for that is a complete idiot, and I don't believe should ever be given another dog. Because if that's how he treats his animals, has no idea what's going on, and that's how he feels about dogs and homosexuality, the guy's an idiot. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, Michael Phelps, all right, many of us had admired his rhomboids, his latissimus dorsi, his trapezium. Didn't see much with the glutes, but he had some pretty big trapezium. And many of us have wondered what he's doing with all those muscles. Well, it turns out he's actually signed a deal with Ping, and he is becoming a golfer. Phelps says, hey, you never know, being a golfer at the Olympics would be kind of fun. Oh, I stink at golf. Even goofy golf I can't do. He is the greatest swimmer of all times. 18 multiple Olympic records, 18 gold medals, 22 overall. Began playing with his new Ping clubs in the Phoenix Open Pro-Am tournament Wednesday. And he toured the manufacturer's facilities for his club fitting. He would be able. He's 6'4". That would be one hell of a swing. That's crazy. You know, I don't know. You wonder. I just never thought I'd see him go to swim. I thought he would. I don't know what I thought he would do. I don't think I really cared. You know, the guy made a lot of money. He made a lot of medals. But I guess now he's going into golfing. Huh. Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. When we go into the next show, we're going to be discussing these obesity myths. Apparently, New England Journal of Medicine has overturned 7 obesity myths that we hold and we hold dear to our heart, like biblical Psalms. And they, you know, kind of prove them wrong. So really quickly, the myths are small sustained changes in energy intake or expenditure will produce large long-term weight changes. Setting realistic goals in obesity treatment is important because otherwise patients will become frustrated and lose weight. Now, what they found, I want to go through this really quickly. What they found is that the 7 obesity-related myths commonly found in the media, all right, are thought to be true, but there's really no convincing evidence. So, for example, breastfeeding is protective against obesity. Not really. A bout of sexual activity burns 100 to 300 calories for each person involved. Depends if you're just lying there. It depends what you're doing. Physical education classes in their current format play an important role in preventing or reducing childhood obesity. No, I already said that. I think playing football or badminton doesn't teach kids how to work out every day the rest of their lives. It's cool, and you should be able to play football, and you need to learn the game. I think you do need to learn these games and how they're played and rules, but that shouldn't be what you're doing every day. You should be working out every day. Health and fitness should be an everyday course where you're learning how to hike, you're learning how to jog, you're learning how to fast walk, you're learning how to lift weights, do Pilates, stretches, yoga, etc. Even the boys. All right. Large, rapid weight loss is associated with poorer long-term weight outcomes than slow, gradual weight loss. They were probably able to dispel that because look at people with the lap band or the gastric bypass. Assessing the stage of change of diet readiness is important. I don't even know what that means. I won't even go there. All right, guys. Looks like we are coming up at the end. Got another hour coming up. Please stay safe. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and sign up for the Dr. Dalia cruise to Alaska this summer. See y'all.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.